was in. That was another thing. But anyhow, I put these cattle on that range, and I had two men, and I had stayed with them all the time. And at night, they'd corral them. We had a corral built, and they'd corral those cattle, and then they'd put them out on the grass the next morning and stay with them all day and so forth. And I accumulated this 254 head during that time. It was all fat and good cattle. Well, the packers offered me 8.5 cents a pound for them, which are 0.5 cent over the market. And I told them, no, I wouldn't sell them. Well, later on, they come back and offered me 9 cents. No, I won't sell them. I'm going to just go ahead and keep them. I don't know what I intended to get for them. I used bad judgment. I know now, though, as the nigger says, if my foresight was good as my hindsight, I'd be all right all the time anyhow. But my foresight just don't work that way sometimes. But anyhow, I kept those cattle. Well, as it turned out, as I said just now, we elected a president named Hoover. Well, when we elected him in there, well, then immediately, well, he started in to help the country. And the money dried up all over the country, and the markets fell everywhere, and I kept watching and finding out what I could, and the first thing I knew, cattle was down to 4 cents a pound. The grass had died. It was in the fall of the year, in the winter time, and I looked like I was going to have to feed them. The cattle had lost some weight. So I ended up by putting my cattle on the market at 4 cents a pound, got rid of them, was glad to get rid of them at that price. And then I waited until Mr. Hoover got things straightened out just right. And when Mr. Hoover got things straightened out just right, like he wanted them, and had all the banks ready to close and all the money dried up over the country, well, then I realized that I could buy beef pretty cheap. So I began to investigate, and I found out by going up on the market in the yards, I could buy my beef back at a cent a pound on foot. So then I bought it back a cent a pound, and when I bought it back at a cent a pound, well, then I brought up, I had a farm, what some people call plantations, you know. That's like a man having about 10 acres and calling it a ranch. And I had a farm down there that they called plantation, but I just called it a farm because it didn't consist of between 300 and 400 acres. But anyhow, we had plenty of syrup, we had plenty of corn, and it wouldn't sell down there, and it was accumulating, and they had made it, and that was my share of the crops that had been made down there. So I took a truck with a trailer on it, went down, got a load of corn and syrup. I brought it up. We shelled that corn, shucked it and shelled it, had it ground, put it in peck sacks. And then we put that syrup in, and I had my coolers started, went up, bought some of my cattle back, sent a pound, and run them through the slaughter pen. I had the slaughter pen there, and run them through the slaughter pen, killed them, butchered them. And what I'm talking about, this work now, you didn't hire it done then because you couldn't. You didn't have the money to hire anybody. If it just get him 50 cents a day, you couldn't pay him. So you had to make it, and I had to get started back. And so we just went in there, and George just did the same thing up to his place, my brother. And we started in and put our circulars in. Syrup, 50 cents a gallon, and home ground meal, 18 cents a peck, and stew meat, a nickel a pound, and steak, a dime a pound, ground beef a dime a pound, and pork sausage a dime a pound. And we put those circulars out, and we would open on Saturday. Well, on Thursday, the people come down there and lined up and demanded that we open. Well, then we had to get busy.